Salem Police Chief Lucas Miller is joining us here on MSO News Sports. And Chief, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We are talking here on Monday evening in the rain, if you will, you being in Salem and me not being in Salem. But Chief, maybe you could update our listeners on what appeared to be two incidents involving drunk drivers this past weekend in Salem. What can you share with us on those incidents?
Well, on Saturday night, which was a very busy night in Salem, we had two different incidents where drunk driving arrests were made, and one really sort of a terrible accident. A drunk driver hit a young woman as she was crossing the street. Fortunately, she'll survive, but she was very badly injured. So that was really a kind of hammered home the dangers of drunk driving. And then in another case, a driver nearly hit one of my police officers. We were able to catch up with him eventually and arrest him as well.
Now, one of them was on Essex Street, right? Would that have been Essex Street, you know, leading up toward in the direction of the library, or is it down the other end of Essex Street, if you will?
Towards the library. It happened nearly in front of Rope's Mansion for those who know Salem.
Yeah, okay. Well, so as we talk on a rainy night on Monday night, it's going to be better weather on Halloween, the big night, and cooler. But nonetheless, any changes or anything to update us on around safety protocols for Salem on Halloween day and night?
Well, so we will have our regular protocols in place, which is to say streets will be shut down and traffic diverted. In light of those incidents on Saturday night, I'm going to have additional officers who are specifically patrolling for drunk drivers. I think if you were to be inebriated behind the wheel, Salem during Halloween would be the worst place to be with a number of people on the streets. But nevertheless, clearly it's a problem. So we will have extra officers on duty specifically looking for inebriated drivers, impaired drivers. And then we will have the streets downtown shut off as we ordinarily do for Halloween festivities. And we will also have streets shut down to specifically facilitate trick-or-treating. And I feel like I shouldn't have to say this, but my greatest fear is that a child is struck by a car on Halloween. So I would ask anybody who's coming to Salem to please be extra careful of the trick or treaters.
I'm thinking in light of, I'm just throwing this out here, but if Halloween would have been, say, on Monday night, tonight as we talk, Chief, the driving conditions, which I just got back in, are not great. I mean, the visibility is terrible on a foggy, rainy kind of night and stuff. So maybe it's better that we're not having the rain on Halloween night for sure.
I think so. We've had rain on a lot of the weekends, the October weekends, and that has had its effect on crowds. Although ultimately we will have had more people here this month than any October before. But I think you're exactly right. I just drove home, and it's the roads are awfully slick and difficult to see. Tomorrow night promises to be much more clear, a little chilly. But I think it'll be good trick-or-treating.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of the trick-or-treaters themselves in the neighborhoods, you know, that are going to be, you know, kind of a ripple effect with all the extra traffic in Salem Street, but might normally be pretty quiet, might not be tomorrow on Halloween night for sure.
That's true.
Well, Lucas, anything else you want to share with us, Chief Miller from Salem Police, on either anything over the weekend, or you mentioned the crowds. Just tell me how you quantify that and how you're thinking. I would have had to have thought that Saturday would have been huge with that great weather.
So I don't have the data yet for Saturday. We get anonymized cell phone data, which is to say we can't see which cell phones are in Salem, but we can see the number of cell phones in Salem. And that will give us a good idea of how many visitors we have, compared to an ordinary day. That led us to the conclusion that last year was the busiest Halloween season we've ever had. And as I said, this year promises to be even busier.
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone's got a cell phone now, so you probably get a pretty accurate count for sure.
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Well, Chief, anything else you do want to share with us at all?
I know I begin to sound like a broken record, but if you're coming to Salem, please take public transportation, and please watch out for our locals. Please respect our locals, and of course, please watch out for the children.
Absolutely. Well, Chief, we appreciate your availability and able to share some of this information with us. And one more big night, and best of luck. And I'm sure things will go very well in Salem.
I will admit I'm looking forward to November. But thank you. Thank you again for having me, as always.
Got it. Chief Lucas Miller, Salem Police Department, here on MSO News Sports.com.